King Solomon was endowed with wisdom surpassing that of any other man of his time. He understood how to run the affairs of state wisely, he was able to resolve difficult problems, and he had a broadness of mind and depth of understanding that made him a scholar in many branches of learning. He was especially interested in literature and science, and was an expert in botany and zoology. He wrote and collected 3,000 precepts and proverbs, and composed over 1,000 psalms. Only two of these have come down to us, Psalm 72 and 127, while many more of his proverbs have been preserved. The Book of Proverbs is the third of the poetical books of the Bible. Its title is The Proverbs of Solomon, Son of David, King of Israel. Solomon, however, was not the author of the whole book, but the two longest sections, almost two-thirds of the work, are expressly attributed to him. The meaning of the Hebrew translated by the word proverb conveys not only the idea of precept or dictum, but also riddle, allegory, comparison, or parable. The poetry is didactic and deals with daily conduct and practical piety. It is typical of the ancient wisdom literature of the East, giving moral and spiritual instruction for the young to ensure a godly happy life here and reward in the life to come. A respectful fear of God promotes peace and successful living. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, says the writer in the opening verses of the book. Reverence finds expression in obedience to God's word, confidence in his providence, and a desire to avoid evil and seek good. The first 9 chapters of the book are a kind of preface in the form of a father's instructions for his son. In this section, wisdom is highly praised. Wisdom teaches godly living, but the foolish disregard wise teaching and go their own way. True wisdom comes from the Lord and produces knowledge, peace, and security. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, says the teacher. She is more precious than rubies and yields better returns than gold. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Wisdom, personified as a prophetess and teacher, cries out to men to come and listen to her words. Counsel and sound judgment are mine, she says. Whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. Folly, perceived as a foolish and immoral woman, also cries out, offering men the enticements of a godless world and seducing them with smooth talk to bring them down to ruin and death. Wisdom, as part of the divine nature, is described as presiding over the creation of the heavens and the earth, and governing the whole universe, and therefore existing from all eternity. The Lord possessed me, says wisdom, from the beginning, before the world began. I was there when he set the heavens in place, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. This personification of divine wisdom, revealed here as coexistent with God, presents the same characteristics as the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the Apostle John writes in the opening verses of his Gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made." The Apostle Paul also describes Christ as the power of God and the wisdom of God. The Proverbs and Maxims, as such, start with the 10th chapter of the book. The first main collection is entirely attributed to Solomon. Written in a lively, concise, and contrasting style, the Proverbs are general truths touching every aspect of life. Family, business, royalty, money, friendship, ambition, speech, diligence, and work are among the many topics that shrewdly describe the natural consequences of good or evil in this life. Sharp contrast is made in relation to various social conditions and personal behavior. The next two collections are the words of wisdom of anonymous wise men, which were probably compiled by Solomon. These are followed by a second series of proverbs attributed to Solomon himself. This section was compiled 2 centuries later during the reign of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Colorful and pertinent, the thoughts express worldly wisdom and popular common sense, guiding moral conduct in everyday life. "Do not boast about tomorrow," says the writer, "for you do not know what a day may bring forth. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. The book of Proverbs ends with three supplements: the thoughts of an unknown writer named Agur, the advice given to King Lemuel by his mother, and an epilogue in praise of the wife of noble character. This acrostic poem, in which each verse begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet in their usual order, paints the portrait of the ideal wife. Such a woman is priceless. She is trustworthy, hardworking, wise, and unselfish, a blessing to her husband and loved by her children, owing her success and reputation to the fear of God. She is worth far more than rubies, says the poet. Her husband has full confidence in her. She is clothed with strength and dignity and speaks with wisdom. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Next episode, Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon.